Back here on News Radio KMAN, and focus continues here on this Wednesday morning. We're talking Riley County and Blue Valley Schools this morning. Superintendent Cliff Williams over at USD 378 and John Cox at USD 384 are joining us here this morning. You know, one of the good things we've been able to see is events, for the most part, have been happening, at least when it comes to athletics. I haven't seen too many interruptions, maybe a few hiccups. John, I know you have some things coming up on the schedule that are happening.
Yeah, we finished our parent-teacher conferences. You know, it was a struggle to figure out how we were actually going to do it. And we ended up doing it virtually. Teachers did a nice job of organizing that and setting up times. It was a little more challenging at the secondary level, but they made it work. You know, our preliminary numbers were that at the elementary level, we had 96% participation. And at the middle school level, grades 6 through 8, we had about 40-45%. And at the high school, we were about that same number, about 40-45%. So in the grand scheme of things, with all of the things that we've got going on, we had really good participation through the virtual parent-teacher conferences. And, you know, our high school team for volleyball finished at Substate this last weekend in Axtell. It was the best I've seen them play all season. They won the first match and didn't do so well in the second, but third, it was just a back and forth, well-fought game, and they came up a couple of points short. We're going to play our last football game tomorrow night against Pike Valley in Scandy at 7 o'clock. So that'll be an adventure because the resiliency of our kids. You know, we had our football team quarantined and they missed the first 2 to 3 weeks of the season because of that. And to see where they've come and the progress they've made, it's been a great experience for them and the coaches. Middle school basketball starts up this afternoon. Starts at 3:30 for the boys, will end at 5:30. Middle school girls will start on Monday. The high school will start practice on the 16th. Parents that are listening, if you have any questions or concerns, please contact the respective schools and they'll be able to give you that information. Because we had conferences the last couple of nights on October 30th, this Friday, the teachers get a day off. It's well deserved, and I'm sure I'll see some of them up in the buildings, but they get their day off because of conferences, and they're going to take advantage of that. So we've got a lot of things going on. We've had a lot of things that have happened. And as we move towards our holiday season, you know, we're looking forward to that as well. So, you know, that's what's going on in Blue Valley. And we're so thankful to be able to do those things and have those activities for the kids and for the families. School is not just about the learning. It's about all of the social activities and things that we can provide. And school is important, but you got to have that socialization and those activities to bring the community together.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's been nice to see it. I've been able to go to some high school football games this fall and seeing people back and even socially distance at the outdoor games has been nice. I'm curious, though, how's that going to work in the indoor? You know, I guess volleyball has been already happening. Do you have fans coming in, or how will that work for basketball?
For us, for basketball, our league has set capacity at 50%, and I don't know that we're going to follow that. We may go a little bit less than the 50% capacity because some of those schools are a little farther out and a little more rural than what we are. We're going to follow our health department guidelines. I've been in contact with them, and so far the guidance has been anywhere between 25-35% for us. You know, we've thought of a variety of ways to do it, and I don't know that they've come up with a complete way of doing it. But one of the options is that we pre-sell the tickets so that we know how many tickets we have, offering up 60% of the tickets to our home community and 40% to the away community. We want everybody to be able to participate and have a good time, but we want to do it safely. During volleyball, it was easy to manage because the numbers that follow the volleyball teams isn't as large as it is going to be for basketball. However, I'm sure that we can manage and come up with a solution that's going to benefit everybody. And so our kids can play in a safe environment and our community will be able to be safe as well.
All right, Cliff, any upcoming events for you?
Yes, definitely. First, I'd like to send out a congratulations to two teams, our boys cross country team at the high school. We're league champs, as well as our middle school football team had a special season. They went undefeated. So we want to say congratulations to those two teams. Our high school football team is moving on into the playoffs. We host this Friday with Smoky Valley. So wish them best of luck. And we have two girls off the high school girls cross country team, Haley Sharp and Christina Beard, that qualified for the 3A state championship on Saturday. So we wish them the best of luck. We too have begun middle school sports. We have girls basketball and wrestling that are getting started. And we will also be limiting capacity at those events. And like John said, we're going to start with the 50%. We did reach out to some vendors and are going to try to live stream a lot of our games. And we have that in, set up in both of our gyms. So our parents will have the first priority to try to get in. And if we do reach that capacity, you can link in and watch those games so everybody continues to get to see them. But unfortunately, we need to think about safety as well, as John has said. I'd like to just remind everybody, as Dave said earlier before the show, that daylight savings is this week. And so remember that we do fall back. It's nice to sleep in, but we can't have them sleep in on Monday.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I, you know, a lot of people nowadays have probably have their clocks that just automatically do it for them. But I know I have a few in my house, my microwave, my stove, and my wall clock. I got to reset. So those are always the three I remember. As far as the bond updates, what have we got going on the school?
We have a lot going on, Brandon. It's so exciting. The storm shelter on the south side of the grade school is finished now, and they are working on the deck up above and are putting up blocks. And so it's really starting to look like a building, and that's so exciting. We took our staff through it. I know they were enthused. Up on the gym, they're starting to put up the steel beams, as that's going to be a metal structure. And so in 2 weeks, it's really going to take shape and will be exciting. The board's going to be approving plans for Project C during the November board meeting, and that's all the renovations going on in the interior. And our timeline is that by August of 2021 we are hoping to be finished. And so it is a busy place. We've been very fortunate that our bids have been coming in at or below what our estimates have been, and so I think we're going to get to fix some additional projects. So exciting to see all of that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's an exciting time. Anytime you can do bond projects, I know obviously you thank the community, and because these are needed here every once in a while, and getting to upgrade your buildings is a good thing.
It is great. It will be so exciting. I know 384 has finished that stage, and you know, talking to John and their former superintendent, I know they have really benefited from the kindness of their community. So we're excited to see that same reaction from our patrons.
You know, we already saw a little bit of snow this week. Monday was kind of a surprise, I think, for a lot of folks to see it this early. But, you know, inclement weather, it's a good reminder here that, you know, we're in that season here where schools can close here because of bad weather. What is your guys' plan here, I guess, in this COVID era?
Well, obviously, you know, we're going to try to continue as normal. We do are getting some questions about will we go to a remote plan. There are some special things with that circumstance that I think all of us are going to have to look at. But the main things that I want to shout out to our listeners are is continue to listen to our partners like K-Man Radio Station. We have a notification system. Make sure you're in tune to that. And as always, we have to plan for potential of calling school off during the day. And so we encourage parents to have an early out plan. Maybe a neighbor can help pick up the kids if you're working out a district. at least have those in place, because sometimes they do happen. But we do try to reach out via the radio, TV, and our notification system.
All right. John, do you have any response to that too?
Well, basically the same thing that Cliff had mentioned, you know, listen to the radio, our notification system. But I sent out a message to our community the other day through our notification system, just reminding them that with that early snow, you never know. And just be prepared at any given notice. You know, coming from southeast Kansas, where it didn't snow all that much, to northeast Kansas, and kind of coming home, it's I'm excited and a little scared about the snow. So we're going to get through it, though.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I thought it was interesting to see the Geary County Schools announced last Friday that they're going to go ahead and just do remote learning on those snow days, which is kind of a, you know, a thing that I thought maybe more school districts would toy with here. And, you know, that's kind of an interesting development there. And we'll probably learn a little bit more here from their superintendent coming up. But it certainly poses some interesting questions coming up here this winter. John, Cliff, I'm about out of time here, but I sure appreciate you guys coming on here this morning, and we'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great, Brandon. Thank you so very much.
You bet.
Thank you, Brandon, for giving us the opportunity.
We'll continue our conversation. We'll have USD 475 up next on News Radio KMAN.